All of our 10 pitches are now under about 3 foot of water, with a very nice moat going around the pathway around the outside of the pitches. The water's actually fallen about 3 to 4 feet overnight, so the good news is it is getting a wee bit better.
So were you watching this last night or yesterday?
It was late yesterday afternoon. We were sort of quite confident that we've got a bank around the pitches that was built after the last flood here about 14 years ago. And I kept an eye on the bank, and it seemed to be holding everything back. But unfortunately, the river breached the banks further down on the Inverdee pitches, and the water came back up from that side, up through the car park, and most of the water came through, came over the top of the banks there.
So what's going to be the clear-up operation here? I mean, I suppose it's just waiting for it to go down first.
Well, we've got to wait and get the water drained from the pitches. When the flood defences were in 14 years ago, there is an outlet from the pitches onto the riverbank, which we need to sort of go and investigate as to what's happening there. Best case scenario is that the water just drains from the pitches and everything stays flat. There's one or two physical damage to the bores around the pitches, which could take fixed in a matter of hours. So it's just a case of wait and see, and see what water damage has done to the actual playing surfaces.
As you said, you've got the big bank there. You must have been really shocked to see this happening.
Yes, one of the girls went down. It was just as it was getting dark last night, and told me that the water was coming up through the car park. Now, unfortunately, one of the breaks in the bank is necessary for first aid medical assistance to if anybody gets hurt on the pitches, and I think that's where most of the water has come down onto the pitches, so it's a sort of necessary evil, as it were.
I mean, is there anything else you think that can be done for flood defences in this area, or is this just a freak flood?
Well, I mean, you've got to think this is a once in a lifetime. I've never seen in the 30 years I've been in Aberdeen, I've never seen the River Dee go that high this far down. It's generally associated this with going further up, but it's nature.